You're listening to SBS News.
Syrian refugee Malade al-Nosrawi had only been living in Australia for a year when she feared she might have breast cancer.
I have a little pain here. I go to my doctor GP, send me to a specialty.
She went to have a mammogram and then she waited and worried, fearing the worst.
My specialty do test to my breast cancer. After 15 days, the result it's good, negative. All good, it's okay.
While the mammogram came up clear, health authorities in New South Wales say they're concerned because people from a refugee background are less likely to participate in cancer screening for bowel, breast and cervical cancer. Only a third of culturally and linguistically diverse women aged between 50 and 74 have had a mammogram in the last 2 years. And when it comes to bowel cancer screening, only 25% of Australians who speak a language other than English have been tested. The Cancer Institute says language, trauma, and social isolation can stop refugees seeking the help they need. And for some cultures, there's a stigma associated with cancer. Sheetal Challam works at the New South Wales Cancer Institute and says they want to increase equitable access to cancer screening.
Health is not always at the forefront, particularly so for women who tend to put their families first. There is stigma and there is a fear around cancer.
ويقول من قام بإجراء الاختبار بأنه سريع ونظيف وأسهل مما كانوا يتوقعون. ستستلمون بالبريد مظروفاً فيه كل ما تحتاجونه لإجراء الاختبار، بما في ذلك استمارة تفاصيل المشاهدة.
Screening tests for bowel, breast and cervical cancer are free in Australia and can be arranged through a visit to a general practitioner. But refugee settlement agencies say many families are flat out learning a language and finding somewhere to live, so they often don't prioritise their health. Michael Safraniak is the CEO of the refugee settlement organisation Metro Assist in Western Sydney.
Prevention's the best cure, right? Always is. Any investment in this side only saves, you know, not time, energy and money down the track, but saves lives.
Refugee Malade al-Nosrawi says she's grateful for the healthcare available here in Australia and says she'll keep up with her regular health checks.
I advise every woman's at Australia, Arabic, no Arabic, to do this test because very important.
The New South Wales government has committed $170 million this financial year, part of which will go towards its management of cancer. Felicity Davey, SBS News.